With Strangers featuring AJ Perdomo. It's one of the latest singles from the band from Kelowna that Jesse hates because they're from outside of the city.
It's true.
Before that, we had Poor Sport with Hit and Run. Jesse also hates them because they're from Victoria. Sorry, Jesse.
Slightly less because of the proximity factor, but...
Yes. That's off their latest EP, Apartments. And then before that, we had Cursed Words with Chapter 2, which is the new single from a very local band. It's very exciting. Very good. Saw them play on Friday, all three of those bands, and they were all excellent. It was a real treat. If you get a chance to see any of them, go do it.
Do it. Another local band that you, you probably haven't had the chance to see in the last little bit, unless you have been in Japan.
Oh.
Is...
I have not been in Japan.
I have not ever been in Japan, unfortunately.
I kind of want to go. We should have gone for this tour.
Definitely should have been roadies for Apollo Ghosts.
Ooh.
Longtime favorites of the mixtape, one-time guests, in which... At that moment, felt like the peak of this radio show. Personally, we've done great work since, but really,
it was a big moment,
a meet your heroes moment for us. Apollo Ghosts, legends in the Vancouver independent music scene, and they have continued to put out great new records, including the newest one, Amethyst, which came out a few weeks ago.
I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet.
It's very good, which should not be a surprise. Yeah, right. We are going to hear a track from that album. Whoops! You might have just heard it start there. That's a quick sneak preview. You are going to hear the track "Strawberry Moon" by Apollo Ghosts. right now.
Cut to June. You came back in. Please don't be what I thought when I first saw you, 'cause it has already been haunting me lately, and I already have everything that I want and that I need.
From the record Like Before, which just came out and is great and full of other bangers like that one.
Nonla, famous for bangers only.
Yeah. Also, DJ On plays every instrument on that, so that's kind of fun.
That is fun.
We always love the old one-person band.
The old I don't need a band mentality.
Unless I'm performing live, in which case, please be my friend. You can check that out on Bandcamp or anywhere you find music these days. We have time for probably one song, maybe two. So we're going to it is from a record. It's also from a band. It's from a record that is not out yet by La Lune. It comes out this Friday, April 19th. It is called Disparity. And we're going to hear the title track, Disparity, which is out now. This band, La Lune, I first heard of them. They were performing, Car Free Days? One of those festivals on Main Street where they closed down the whole thing. They were performing out in front of Neptune Records. And I was like, wow, this sounds like a band I'd be super into. How have I never heard of them before? And now they have music out, so we're going to hear it. This is some more sort of shoegazy goodness from La Lune, which means the moon.
Oh, that's relevant.
It's called Disparity.
Eclipse!
Thank you.
Well, Jamie.
Well, Jesse.
That is it for the Vancouver Mixtape this week.
Another classic episode, Jesse.
Yeah, you just heard Disparity by La Lune. And we will be back maybe next week, maybe the week after, maybe months from now. The suspense will keep you tuned in, trying to figure out if we're going to be here. I know it. Anyway, thanks for listening, and hope you've enjoyed what you heard. There'll be a playlist up on cgsf.ca if you want to check that out. And yeah, we love you. Take care.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bird Note. And this week, we're taking you behind the scenes and highlighting the importance of listener support. How does a young bird learn to sing? When a new generation of birds hatches, they copy the songs they hear from nearby adults. A young bird's first attempts aren't perfect. They're called subsongs, chaotic jumbles of notes. But like any young musician, they improve with practice. After a year or so, the young birds are as skilled as the rest of the flock. Here at Bird Note, we've heard from many listeners who say they enjoy listening to the show with children or grandchildren, sharing the love of birds with the next generation. Educators use our shows in classrooms to help students connect with the course material on a personal level. And you can help ensure that Bird Note stories continue to inspire the next generation by making a donation of any amount today at birdnote.org. For over 19 years, Bird Note's programs have helped educate and spark interest in wildlife for millions of people. Help support to inspire the next generation of bird lovers by making a donation now at birdnote.org. And from all of us at Bird Note, thank you, Michael Stein.